What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. The draft episode is presented by Starry. And Magic fans, you can grab yourself an ice-cold Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different. Starry is the official soft drink of the Orlando Magic. And on this edition, who better to talk to than the two newest members of the Orlando Magic, Anthony Black out of Arkansas and also Jet Howard from Michigan. We catch up with them, a little background into their basketball journey, a little bit about them on a personal relationship, then their basketball career, two sport athletes, both of them, and then what they know about the Orlando Magic, their thoughts on coming to City Beautiful, and what they bring to this Magic team this year in what we know will be a very exciting 35th season of Orlando Magic basketball. Lots to get to as we catch up with Anthony Black and Jet Howard on this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Fonz Wagner of the Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Javon Suggs.
This is Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to the Pod Squad.
And welcome, everyone, to another draft episode of Magic Pod Squad presented by Starry. Magic fans, you can get yourself an ice-cold Starry lemon-lime soda. Starry hits different. Starry is the official soft drink of the Orlando Magic. And with that, Dante Marcatelli, Jake Chapman, Jeff Turner, pleased to be joined by the two newest members of the Orlando Magic, and that is Anthony Black out of Arkansas and Jet Howard out of Michigan. Fellas, congratulations and welcome to Orlando. How are you?
Good.
Doing good.
All right. Well, we're excited to talk to you. I've been here, this 25 seasons here in Orlando. I'm part of the broadcast team. Jeff Turner played for the Orlando Magic, part of the original team. He's our television analyst, and Jake Chapman, our radio broadcaster. But guys, I know you've talked about it enough already, but would love to hear for our fans your thoughts. You know, the last 12 to 18 hours, how has this been for you guys?
It's been quick. Everything's been going by super fast. It's surreal. This is the moment you've been waiting for forever, so it's a surreal moment.
I feel like it went by quick, but at the same time, I feel like it was a whole lot of stuff. So it's kind of cool to be on the way down from that, but definitely like a crazy feeling, a special night. And I think everybody who was there, it'd be a night they remember forever.
Well, it was fun to watch. And Anthony, you went first, the sixth overall pick, and just kind of take, what did you know about Orlando? What were your thoughts when you kind of heard your name called?
I mean, I knew it's a young team with a good culture and good coaches and just really a connected group. So I feel like that was something that I stand for. And, you know, just during the time, you know, while we was waiting for the pick, I'm just hoping, like, maybe this is somewhere I can go because, you know, I feel like I fit there. But, you know, it's just a super talented young team, and I'm just glad to be.
That's great. How about you, Jet? I know then you go five picks later, number 11. I know your dad played here for a year, 19 seasons in the NBA. He knows about Orlando. What did you know about Orlando?
I just knew this was the first city I lived in, just in general.
That's right.
That's pretty much what I knew. I don't know, like, we have a lot of Michigan people here, obviously. So just from a community standpoint, I just feel like this is a great situation for me. Coach is awesome. The front office is awesome. I got along well with everybody. in the organization. So it's a dream.
Guys, I wanted to ask you guys about last night and really just being in the Barclays Center and all of the emotion that goes into it, you know, to a man from Victor Wembanyama down through the draft, every time your name is called, you guys are all there. You've been playing, you've been planning for this, dreaming about this. You're there because you're going to get drafted. But when your name is called, the emotion that we see on your face, sometimes guys are brought to tears. Talk about that. I mean, just that feeling that you get when you hear the commissioner, Adam Silver, call your name.
I mean, it's like, it's a feeling I haven't really felt before. Just knowing how much hard work everybody who's there put in to get there. And I mean, just knowing every sacrifice we had to make, all that, you know, it's just a crazy feeling. And it's even better when you're sitting there with your family and friends and you just get to have that experience. Like, it's the greatest feeling.
I would say, honestly, it's just like the relief. You know, you worked all your life for this. So much work, even the past months. I know AB can say the same. Like, you put in a ton of work, ton of grinding every day just for this one moment. And it's finally being rewarded. So it's just awesome.
Guys, was it a relief? Because the process can be kind of exhausting. And you guys both coming off, you know, freshman seasons, high-level programs, a lot going on. And in the last few months, it's basically a prolonged job interview. Is it kind of a relief to know where you're going and now you can just sort of buckle down and get to work?
I'll say, yeah, it is. You know, a lot of times it gets away from basketball. You kind of just want to get back to that. So now that you know where you're going, you kind of just settle down and get to work. So
yeah, it's definitely a relief. I feel like, you know, the whole time people ask me during the process, like, how is it? No, that's really what I'll tell them is I'm just ready to get to my spot and just settle down and just get in the gym. Like, all the movement, it was a lot. But, yeah, I mean, it's a relief getting picked. It's no more stress on where you're going to get picked or who you're going to play with. So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a relief.
Anthony, take us back to Duncanville, Texas. I want to know what kind of town this is. I want to know what kind of – What kind of guy are you? What kind of upbringing did you have? I know it's obviously near and dear to you. You won a state championship there. Just take us tell us about your hometown.
Yeah, I mean, Duncanville. This is it's a town in Dallas, Texas. That's where I live at. My mom now, my brother live there. It's a great town. It's really sports traditional there. Like, we produce a lot of athletes, a lot of NBA players, NFL players. Soon to come, and great college players. So just even AAU tournaments, like all the big tournaments in Texas are all in Duncanville. So it's just like a really like traditional city. Like, I don't even know if that's a word, but
it is now. It is now.
Yeah. It's full of tradition and full of sports. So growing up, always being in Duncanville, like that's just really what it was, to be honest. It's a lot of sports.
Well, I know we're all impressed about your football resume as well. It sounds like you had the opportunity, right? I know, Jet, you saw that too. He had the opportunity to play college football at big schools, Texas, Baylor. Well, just take us through that decision and Arkansas. You could have played both there at Arkansas. Just take us through that decision and how good were you at football?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. really, the football coach really told him us, like, kind of put in a word for me, kind of in a way. But
okay.
Yeah. So basically, my freshman year, I was about to quit football. Like, I was walking and tearing my pads, and coach, there's college coaches like in spring football in Texas. Like, college coaches come. It's not like super hard on the body. It's just like more 7-on-7, but you're wearing pads, stuff like that. So they walk past me and they're like, "Where are you going?" I was just telling them, like, "Yeah, I'm about to turn it in." Like, I'm on the freshman team. Like, I'm just like a regular football player. Like, I'm obviously, I wasn't good if I was on the freshman team, but. They ended up convincing me to stay and play and see, like, if I could be good. So by the end of my sophomore year, I got my first offer from Kansas. And at the time, I didn't have any basketball offers. So I was really just playing football until I was, like, I wanted to play basketball the whole time, but I didn't have any offers. So I couldn't really quit football until I knew that I was going to be able to play basketball at the next level. So
interesting.
Like football, but it was kind of just like a placeholder. So I could get my basketball card.
Did you guys have placeholders, Jake and Jeff? Were you guys have multi? I didn't have any of those options. I had two sport options.
Oh, Anthony, I bet the high school football coach was not a fan of yours after you stopped playing football, though, right? In Texas, that's a religion, I imagine.
That's right.
It was crazy, though. He actually understood, though. I feel like a lot of coaches in Texas would have fried me, but he was pretty cool about it. He knew I was trying to get here, so he was all for that. He's a good coach.
Now, Jet, you have obviously basketball is in the bloodline, right? Obviously, your dad, 19 NBA seasons and part of the Fab Four. You got three older brothers played basketball, right? D1. I mean, you're basketball lineage. Did you play any other sports? Did you even entertain any other sports, or was it all basketball or nothing?
I played football until like sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
Florida football state, just like Tech is more like basketball and football. Florida is straight football. So
yes, it is.
I just feel like, yeah, I played football for a long time, and I had to put that to the side because, yeah, bigger things to handle.
Do you guys feel like that, but since you both played football, multiple sports, everything, guys, a lot of players specialize at early ages. Do you think, you know, playing that additional sport, a sport like football that, you know, in a lot of space, everything, it's helped you basketball-wise, I mean, defensively? I coached some high school basketball. I loved having football players on my team just because, you know, they just had a great sense of defensively of reading passing lanes and everything.
I would say definitely, I feel like it definitely helps out. And I think it also builds like traits, like toughness, obviously physicality. Like, I think all of those are important. So I didn't really know Jet played football, but it definitely makes sense now that I see like his energy and just the way he plays. I definitely can see it.
And guys, Jalen Suggs, by the way, was a pretty successful quarterback state of Minnesota. So I the 7-on-7 Orlando Magic squad might be something to contend with across the league. Jet, I wanted to ask you about the word sponge. Your dad used the word sponge to describe you last night a couple times. I heard you say that today. When you come from the pedigree that you come from, all the way on up, and then at University of Michigan, obviously, the coaching you've experienced, to have that mentality that you still need to learn and you still are going to be all open ears, I think that's pretty impressive from a young man. Where does that come from?
Hey, just my mom, just from a humility standpoint. I feel like, you know, never learned everything. You didn't learn nothing, really. You didn't have the experiences that these people has had at this level. So just being humble and wanting to learn. I feel like all the great players just want to learn, want to get better. So I just coming with that mentality.
What were the games like with three older brothers? You got two cousins that are in the NBA. Your dad played. I mean, those games growing up, how physical were those?
See, I was the youngest brother. So, like, if I lost the game, it was just an immediate fight or sick. My older brother. Like, it as soon as whoever lost, we're fighting. Like, it was like a known household. So, I just felt like, you know, it motivated me to just become a great competitor, one-on-one player, honestly. And I think that's where I got it from. And always just being like that little brother trying to prove himself all the time kind of helped me. So.
Take us through your recruiting process, Jet. You wanted to have a legitimate recruiting process. You probably, at the end of the day, Anthony, you know, Anthony, was it ever going to be anything but Michigan for him? I mean, come on, if we're being honest, right? But you wanted to have, so you got to visit some other schools, you got to go on some official visits, but you end up, take us through your decision to go to Michigan and your dad, what your dad means to you and what it was like playing for him.
Honestly, it was just him showing me like how I'm going to fit inside the offense and showing me I'm going to be implemented early. Having the trust, like trust is everything. And I feel like obviously him being my dad, he had that in my skill set. So it's comfortable. It was a seamless transition. IMG got me prepared for that. So.
But he had to pitch you, Jet? You made him go through the classic recruiting pitch?
Sure. Yeah. And on top of that, I went to Tennessee. I was about to commit to Tennessee. And that's when he started to get a little bit more serious.
Got to have options, right?
Always there you have go. Options. Don't let your dad take you for granted. That's the way to go.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
He didn't even come in, like, you know how like schools come and like fly in and check on you.
Yeah.
He didn't even come and check on me, bro. Check on me. I'm your son. Like, you should want to come in.
Yeah. But that year under your belt with him, how was that? What did you learn from him? And how I got to think that's something you're never going to forget.
For sure. That'll forever be in my memory. This is a good time. Like, even though we weren't as successful as we wanted to be, just being around my dad and my brother every day was just amazing. And our team was just so connected, off the court as well as on the court. So I feel like it was just a great time overall. And,
guys, real quick for both of you, what's the feeling like when you see your teammates get drafted? I saw you and Kobe got drafted last night. And then, I mean, we're talking Nick, we're talking Jordan Walsh, and then Ricky Council gets a two-way deal. Anthony, you guys are both partly responsible for those guys being drafted. I mean, it's kind of the nature of the team aspect. What did it feel like to hear your guys' names announced last night?
I mean, it was special. You know, Nick is my roommate, so I'm super close with Nick. Jordan's from Dallas, so I'm obviously pretty close to him too. And then, you know, I got close to Ricky over the years, so just know what we went through. Like, personally, our team experience was a little crazy. So, just knowing that we got through that and we went to the draft, we all got picked up, it was pretty cool to see.
Honestly, it was just like me and Kobe. We went on our foreign tour. We just spent every day together. He was my roommate on the foreign tour. We just grew a relationship. We didn't necessarily see ourselves coming out of the program so quickly.
Obviously, it's been a little longer, but as the season progressed we're like, yeah, we can do this. And so it worked out well for us, and just seeing us in the room talking to each other about this moment right here that we're in is amazing. That's awesome, Anthony. I gotta think we're all thankful your coach Eric Musselman, who was there last night, kept his shirt on after you got drafted. We're all happy about that. But we know Mus, yeah, did that.
Oh,
yes. In the NCAA tournament, Eric Musselman. Yeah, he got excited during the NCAA tournament. He does that. He was an assistant here in Orlando for years. Jeff played for him. He's an NBA coach. We know the fire that Eric Musselman has. How was it playing for Mus? What did you learn from him?
The main thing he taught me was really leadership, like how to be more vocal and comfortable, like talking and leading. Just older people. Like, it was my first time coming to the center. I'm the youngest one, and I'm still expected to be one of the better players. So he was just trying to tell me kind of like how to handle that and how to go about it since he's been around the league and in college for as long as he has. But just playing for him, super fun. You know, he's going to go to war for you. He'll go in the media and just take everything for you. Like, yeah, he'll have a lot of energy. And at the end of the day, he'll push you too. So it's like, he's not going to let you lack. Like, he'll make you better. And then you're also a champion of success, which is cool out of a coach.
You guys feel like, you know, having played for coaches who had, you know, experience on NBA benches, you think that benefits you playing for those guys?
100%. I'll just say, like, from the style of play that we played, we ran a lot of pro sets, and that helped me understand, like, just looking at a regular NBA basketball game, like, oh, whoa, wow, we just ran that today in practice. So it definitely puts you in a mindset like you've been in one of these situations before, but you still don't know. You haven't played yet, but it definitely is like a better comfort level.
I say same thing, really. Biggest thing our coach was teaching us was at the start was really like our spacing, like getting into the deep corners, winning the dunker. So, like, and then, like Jay had said, just watching games and seeing kind of sets we run and actions we run just kind of has you a little prepared and maybe, like, gives you a step up over somebody who just played for a coach who wasn't really teaching it the right way.
That's awesome. You heard Jeff Weltman say today he wanted IQ, versatility, and size in the draft. And you were the two guys that they wanted with those key, you know, characteristics. What, just both of you guys, what do you bring? I mean, you got a town in Orlando that is excited about this team and is excited about the addition of you two. What would you tell fans about your game and what you add to this team?
I would just say I just bring elite shot making. I feel like I can create for my teammates as well, create for myself. I bring energy and effort. That's what I can control for the most part. So
I say the same thing on like the energy effort on both ends. I feel like we're both two versatile, tall guard wing defenders. So I feel like we can do that on defense. And then on offense, I feel like I can make my teammates' jobs a lot easier, you know, finding my teammates open. And I also think playing with just dudes who can create and make shots and just do a little bit of everything will be good too, because it's going to take some of the pressure off everybody, like individually.
Sure. Did you guys have pre-existing relationships with any of the guys that are here right now? Are you buddies with anybody on roster?
Michigan squad.
Yeah. I've got a really good relationship with Paolo. Pretty good relationship with Franz, Caleb Houston, a lot of those guys.
Obviously, the Michigan ties. How exciting is it? Because obviously, if you get drafted to, you know, maybe a little bit later in the first round, you might be going to a team that made a deep playoff run last year. We're not quite there yet, but it's a young core. I know we mentioned that at the beginning of the podcast. How exciting is it to kind of get in on the ground level with some young talent like this?
I mean, it's awesome. Young dudes, you know, tend to build camaraderie a little better, in my opinion. So I would say it's definitely better for me and for me outside. So,
having a young team is good because, you know, the development will be there. I think everybody on our team has a lot of space to get better. So, the best is probably yet to come, and you know, we'll all probably make each other better and win some games and have some fun.
What do you guys know about Paolo? You guys, Jet, you said you know him. You have a relationship with Paolo. I know you watched him last year, Rookie of the Year. But what do you guys know, and how excited are you to play with that guy?
No, he's a dog. I just know he's a dog. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well, how so, Jet? What impresses you about him?
Just his size and his position to be able to be 6'10" and handle the ball like he does really sticks out. Just seeing him at USA when I was younger, that's when we met, and him just being so big and strong and body already developed stood out as well. His athleticism, his IQ, starting to pick up stuff, reading the game better as the season progressed last season. So
that's great.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that?
why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, Anthony, Magic fans got it. They want to know about the hair. When did this start, right? Is this the trademark? Like, take us through the whole process. What you got to do to get it ready for a game? Take us through the whole thing.
I mean, I was rocking the buzz cut to like seventh grade. A lot
of wow, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty bad actually, but yeah, I mean, I started growing my hair out eighth grade, ninth grade, and I would still cut it like to where it would be short. Like, it looked nothing like this. It was more like a mohawk, like probably like this wide, and it was bad. But
it was bad.
But over time, I just let it grow out, and yeah, I mean, I would say it's my trademark for sure. The blonde patches came like my senior year in high school. I was getting bored of just straight black hair, long hair, so I was either gonna cut it or dye it. So I think I didn't want to cut it, so I dyed it. Now it's just get ready for a game. I don't know. It depends. Like, I usually like, I like to wash it in the morning if I'm going to wash it before a game. If not, it's going to be wet. It's going to be wet.
Like, you look like 6'10 when his hair is.
Yeah.
That's right. Does add some height to him, doesn't it? How about the numbers, guys? How did you guys choose your numbers? And we see you're going to be, you know, for those that can't see it and are listening, it's going to be 0 for Anthony Black and 13 for Jet Howard.
Growing up, when I was young, I liked watching Gilbert Arenas. And, I had a change of heart with my number 24, which I was wearing, like, my whole life, basically. And, I just liked the way it looked. I liked Gilbert Arenas as a player when I was young, so I might as well try to get in on that number 0.
Very cool.
I like James Harden and Paul George, so I just –
Guys, that was going to be one of my questions. I know it's a pretty standard first day after the draft question. Guys that you modeled your game after as you were coming up, did you just give me the answer to that, or is some other guys you want to throw in there?
I don't really model my game after Gilbert like that. I mean, model after, I wouldn't say that, but I watched a lot of, like, Josh Giddey when I was still in high school. He was first coming in the league. Tyrese Haliburton. And then obviously KB and from Dallas. Like, those are like probably the three dudes I watch the most. And they're just big guards. So it's definitely who I was watching last couple of years.
Well, last thing, guys, and I know Magic fans are excited to see you play, but two things that stood out from what you said is, you know, you both of you with the ability to make other players better on your team. And a word that we love hearing around here is elite shot making. So I wanted, you mentioned that, Jeff. So both of you, right? Right. So that's, I think that's a two great additions. How excited are you to be a part of this thing? And what can Magic fans expect from you guys?
Man, I'm excited, man. I just feel like this is a good fit for me, just in general. And I just feel like my talent can be used. And they can expect a dog.
I like that.
But definitely excited to play with some more young dudes, a lot of talented players, shot makers, playmakers, all type of things, and some good bigs. So definitely be fun to play with this group. I mean, y'all could probably just expect energy out of me on both ends. Winning plays, just doing stuff that wins games. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. So that's what you could probably expect.
Thanks.
Awesome. Awesome.
I know one guy is glad to hear all that, and that's the head coach, Jamal Mosley. What's your first impression of Coach Mosley?
It's a great dude. It's a pretty down-to-earth dude. This is a relationship, so we're just trying to figure out how we can help each other. Obviously, over time, we build trust.
Yes, that's what he really hit on that.
Yeah, you know, you guys are going to like him. He is he's all about you guys. So I think you're going to really enjoy playing for him. We're big fans on the broadcast.
Yes, we are.
Of Coach Mosley.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
And you guys will be in Summer League, right? You'll be playing in Vegas.
Yeah,
for sure. Awesome. Guys, this was great. We can't thank you enough for the time. I know the last 24 hours, the last 3 months have been a whirlwind for you. So we really, really appreciate the time, and we can't wait to meet you in person and get started here, guys. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
And again, this is the draft episode of Magic Pod Squad presented by Starry. Magic fans, grab yourself an ice cold Starry lemon lime soda. Starry hits different. Starry is the official soft drink of the Orlando Magic. And with any mention of Starry, that brings George Galante back in here with us. Welcome. Welcome, George. Are you sipping on your Starry, my friend?
I forgot my 2-liter. I was down to like the last little, you know, the little nubs on the end. I just got a little bit left in there, and I didn't bring it with me. But you gotta learn how to show the logo when we're doing this product placement, man. You gotta know how to position it to the camera.
Yeah, did you text that just to me, or did you text that to Dante to tell him to put the logo?
I texted it to all of you guys, I think. Make sure you show the logo.
Put my little can, the old Bob Conrad. You did not just
Is that even smaller than the one the
other? No, did you find a smaller can?
Is it a 12?
That's the 3.7-ounce can of Starry, the new 3.7-ounce can. JT just carries that around Winter Park just to make him look even taller than he is.
It fits in my pocket. I just carry it around. You know.
Have your hands gotten bigger since Monday? This is unbelievable.
I think that's chapstick, Jeff.
Starry.
Well,
chapstick.
Guys, George, I mean, it's obviously you can't tell a lot from you can and you can't when you tell a lot, right? You certainly guys can make bad first impressions, but a great first impression there from Anthony Black and from Jet Howard, two guys that obviously we didn't know an hour ago. It's great to meet them and sit down. They seem like they're about the right things. They seem like they play the right way. And I got to think from your interactions with Jeff Weltman and John Hammond and the whole front office, they got to be pretty happy about the addition of those two guys.
Yeah. I mean, they're two high quality kids, and you can tell right away, even, you know, we've been through this a lot, right, Dante and Jeff and Jake, like this isn't our first time having a guy in the day after the draft and you're blurry eyed and you don't know what day it is, and you're up for, you're literally the only sleep you have is the sleep you're getting on the plane just because you're just completely crashing. Right. And then you get to Orlando, and you meet 72 people that you're never going to remember their name again tomorrow. Right. And you got to go through it all over. But this one just feels a little different. And I don't know if it's just because we have some connections with these guys when they were younger, whether it was, you know, like we were all, well, not you, Jake, cause you're younger than all of us, but like I was here when Juwan was here as a player.
Right.
And I was here when Eric Musselman was on our coaching staff. So it was very easy for all of our staff anyway, or the PR staff, to have an immediate, you know, something we can gravitate toward and we can connect with and be like, oh, you know, I knew Mus back in, you know, 2002 and when he was here as an assistant. I remember Juwan when he was here in 2004, and you can talk about that. And they're both almost cut of the same mold. Like they're really competitive kids, and they are very eager to get going. I think if they could have practice today, well, maybe not today. Today might be a challenge.
Maybe tomorrow.
I think if they could practice tomorrow, they would practice tomorrow. These guys are really, really looking forward to wearing the Magic jersey for sure. They're very excited.
Listen, Jeff, we're going to tee Jake up for Anthony Black here in a second, because Jake has talked about Anthony Black for a while. He has followed him, watched a lot of Arkansas games. He's a huge fan. But Jeff, Jet said elite shooting.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now he's got to play.
I can tell everybody smiled, right? Everybody smiled. You know, he just kind of threw it out there.
Just threw it out there. Nonchalant. We have not had elite shooting. We have good shooters, and we've had elite shooting for games and for stretches, but you know, and again, he's got to play and it's all got to come together. But if he can provide that aspect, wow, what a pickup. What a pickup for this team at 11.
Yeah, and I think that's great. The thing that Jeff Weltman, you know, highlighted is not just a shooter, right? Like, correct, he's got the ability to put it on the floor and create. If you watch some highlights of Jet, you can see his ability to score. He can use a little, you know, run some pick and roll actions. But that's the big thing, right? That was a need that this team needed to address, Jeff and John. And we had to have better shooting. And certainly I think Jet gives that to you.
All right, Jake, floor is yours, man. You are an Anthony Black Super fan. I love it. Fill in Magic fans getting here.
I didn't realize Jake was president of the fan club. I had no idea. Why didn't I know this till now?
I have a tweet that nobody replied to from the middle of January talking about how much I love watching Anthony Black. Part of the reason is Musk. Like, I just love Arkansas. I like the way they play, and I watch them. I don't know. I just watch a lot of college basketball this year. I like that team specifically because of Nick and Anthony. They were, heading into the college basketball season, those guys were very highly rated prospects. And then Jordan Walsh goes in the second round last night. Ricky Council, who is the upperclassman on that team, was signed to a two-way deal in Delaware, Philadelphia. Anthony Black was in a situation, it seemed to me, where there was a lot of mouths that needed fed, and he was able to keep everybody happy. And that team got better as the season went, kind of in concert with as Anthony improved. He was the connective tissue. We've heard that referred to by Jeff Weltman of that group. And he's just a guy. I mean, if you just look at the physicals, you know, a 6'7" guy with the wingspan he has, 200 plus pounds, the physicality that comes from not just a football player in high school, but a very highly rated 4-star wide receiver prospect. I just think he's, you never quite know because these guys are so young, but he is the basketball IQ just sort of shone through anytime you watched him. So I think he's one of those guys that is not going to be in too deep at any point during his career. He's going to be able to contribute right away. And then I think he's going to be able to build upon that basketball IQ. I'm a sucker for a guy who knows how to make the pass one pass ahead, who sees plays as they develop. And anybody who says the guy I modeled my game after is Josh Giddey is definitely okay in my book. Right? I love that. That means he's a basketball nerd, and I absolutely love it.
I thought it was interesting. Like he the guys he pointed to, it's Cade Cunningham, Josh Giddey, Tyrese Halliburton, big guards, right?
That, Gilbert Arenas.
The basketball.
And then he mentioned Gilbert.
Well, that was just for the number.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But he was a heck of a player. He was a heck of a player. But you're right. But those are good guys, aren't they, Jeff, to model your game after?
Well, but what's so funny is, we model your game after. Those are guys that have just come into the
league. 2 years in the league. They're 2 years into the league.
That's a good point.
You got to give somebody like when they were 11 or 12 that they've been watching.
Right,
right.
Two years ago. Harden and Paul George.
Yeah. But two years ago, 12, Anthony 4 years Black ago. Was in high school.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
He said. Yeah. So that's what goes on with these guys now. Yeah.
That's amazing. And George, the plan is they'll go to Vegas. They'll play in summer league or start putting the roster together. The schedule came out. So we kind of know the dates and it'll start here in a couple of weeks. And then the madness that is NBA Summer League will ensue where those two guys will get their first taste of the NBA out there.
It looks like the game. Well, it doesn't look like the games are going to be on July 8th, 10th, the 12th and the 13th. Those are the four Magic games that we know. Then they'll have a fifth game depending on where they fall during the standings or the summer league. So it'll be. Yeah. And those two guys will play now, how much they'll play. I don't know. That's always, you never know going into the summer league, how long those guys are going to play. We obviously know that Paolo, played a couple of games last year and then pulled the plug. And then that's how usually a lot of it goes sometimes with these lottery picks. True. But you don't know. We will have to see as the summer league progresses and how everything goes, how much we need to see out of them. And maybe summer league's always very interesting because you get a nice, nice mix of guys are going to be in the NBA, guys that are starving to be in the NBA, guys that will never be in the NBA. So it's an interesting mix at Summer League. Yeah, it's Dante, Summer League's our favorite time of year, right?
That's favorite time of year.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot more of the latter guys that you mentioned.
The guys that'll never play in the NBA.
tend to flood Summer League rosters, but it'll be fun.
Favorites.
And credit the NBA, they've done a great job with how they've made this year round. I mean, there's nothing like the draft, for basketball fans. And then you're going to go into free agency. That trumps every sport, this free agency period that's coming up here. That'll be a lot of fun. Guys, the last thing I want to throw to you, Magic fans, for the most part, are very excited about these two additions, understanding all the things Jake said about Anthony Black. And then you get the shooting with Jet Howard. The only negative that you might hear from Magic fans is, did you take either of them too early? Right. Could you have gotten someone else or gone a different direction. And to that, guys, I will say, if it's the guy you think you want and the guy that's going to change your roster, who cares about mock drafts? Who cares about numbers? Get the guy you think is the best guy for your team. And I applaud the heck out of that. I think that as fans and as people that cover the team, to me, that's all you can ask for. These guys are in a position to determine the best players to add to your roster. And they felt with where they picked, it was Anthony Black and Jet Howard. Take the guy you think is the best, regardless of the friggin' draft and where you think you're supposed to pick.
Thank Listen, you. We've been saying it for years, right? Like these guys have done their work for 10 months out of the year, 11 months out of the year leading up into the draft. And it should not matter what Chad Ford, Jonathan Gaboni, not matter what those guys have on their boards. Each team has their own board in the room, and you need to trust your staff that you've done the work and you've done the work the right way and you believe in the work. And if your board says that, you know, that I don't even know the kid's name, that Wembanyama's teammate there in France. If your board says he's the seventh pick in the draft,
cool. That's right. That's another one.
Then he's the seventh pick in the draft. It should not matter what the ESPN.com draft mock draft says or what Jay Billis says, or, you know, those guys are all talented in their own right, but you pay your staff a lot of money to go out and scour every corner of the globe for the best basketball players that are going to be available in this draft. And you need to believe in your board. And if your board says Anthony Black is number one left at six, then that's the guy you go get. And if your board has Jet Howard as the top of your board at 11, then that's who you go get. And so I think no matter what we did, we're in just as good a spot as after the draft as we were before.
And real quick, I always hear people say trade back. You could have gotten him at 14 or you could have gotten him at 8 for what? 2 second round picks from 2035 that we're probably not going to use anyways. Correct. And then you run the risk of maybe somebody was lying to you, shocker. Yes, and then they went up and snatched them. No. For a few second round picks, get your guys. I agree 100%.
Jeff, do you try to get the A from Chad Ford on the grade, or do you try to get the guy that can make your team better? Because you're on the line, right? The front office is on the line to build the roster.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What George said is absolutely right. You put this staff together. You trust the work that you put in, the preparation. You know who your guys are, and I think you go with it. You're not worried about a grade on a Draco, they're not in your room. They're not with your team day in and day out. You know what the guys are, and you know what the grades will be. So that's way more important. And, you know, very proud of Jeff and John for doing exactly that.
Yes, exactly right. Draft.
Absolutely.
Listen, your grade will be in the paper every day when the standings come out. That's your grade. Exactly. Like, that'll be your grade. Exactly.
Paper.
Yeah.
What the number.
Well, all right. For I'm W's, old, Jake. For W's. It'll be on the internet the next day. And actually, not even that. It'll be updated that night.
On your phone.
It'll be updated that night on the computer.
Jake, as a Cleveland guy, did they sell wigs, Anderson Varejao wigs for the Cavs games? And are we missing an opportunity
thought this morning when I woke up was I'm going to scan Amazon to see if there are Anthony Black wigs anywhere or if we can start concocting those. George, I mean, the marketing department's got to be right next door. They gotta be on it, right?
I would hope that somebody, well, you know what, and if they weren't, hopefully they're listening to the Pod Squad here. And
that's right.
And those are on order for, let's say, opening night. I mean, let's get them in the team shop now. What's the problem?
Let's get those.
We'll send a copy of this to Nick Long in the marketing department, and then we'll get them right in the shop.
Let's go.
What's funny is
maybe sponsored by Star.
when Dante asked about the hair, and Anthony said, "Yeah, well, I had a buzz cut up until the seventh grade." I thought, "Oh, that was a long time ago." It was 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Oh, he said he's been growing his hair out since eighth grade, and I was like, "Oh man, that checks out."
Out. That's only a few years ago. Well, Magic fans, we encourage you to go to the team store. You can do that at OrlandoMagicShop.com and get your tickets. going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to see an awful lot of these two youngsters. And of course, Paolo Franz, the rest of this roster, OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets, OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets. This is the final draft episode of Magic Pod Squad presented by Starry. One last chance, guys. Magic fans, grab yourself an ice cold Starry lemon lime soda. Starry hits different. The official soft drink of the Orlando Magic. Guys, this was fun. That can is now 2.5 ounces. It's even smaller. Now, George, maybe we'll do...
Knock this George, off maybe, my shoulder.
George, maybe we'll do something from Vegas. Maybe we'll connect with you from Vegas. We'll try to
okay, drop we can do that,
podcast
yeah.
in a couple of weeks.
Out by the pool or the blackjack table?
I where like it. Either, be? Either one, because that's where you'll be spending most of your time with either one of those. So that's fine.
Okay. That's all right,
guys.
Good.
All right, appreciate it. Great job. Welcome aboard to Anthony Black and Jet Howard. And again, thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you soon.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.